The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. The holiday travel season's here, so it seems like a good time to talk about driving safely when there is weather. If you follow us on Facebook, you may have noticed that our messaging last week was, first of all, use the weather forecast to plan your travel, and second, we were forecasting heavy rain for Saturday and mostly quiet conditions for the rest of the holiday travel period. So what does it mean to use the weather forecast to plan your travel? I'll use last week's forecast as an example. Since we were forecasting heavy rain on Saturday before Christmas, a simple thing to do would be to avoid traveling on Saturday. Using the knowledge that both Friday and Sunday were expected to have much less rain compared to Saturday, you could have modified your travel plans to leave a day earlier or a day later. Seems obvious, right? Well, I've noticed that deciding to change a travel day based on the weather is just not something that comes natural to most folks. I think modern cars are so quiet and secure feeling with their anti-lock brakes and airbags that the prospect of heavy rain doesn't feel like enough of a reason to modify our plans. I totally get it and have made the same decision myself, but keep this in mind. The roads that we take to get out of Humboldt County are windy, two-lane roads that produce a distressing number of accidents, even during good weather and in broad daylight. Just last week, a car drifted across the center divider and collided with another car, killing both drivers. Not even the best crumple zones, airbags, or anti-lock brakes can mitigate for a head-on collision at high speed. So it's clear that we have inherently dangerous roads, and driving on them during heavy rain adds significantly to that danger by reducing visibility and by increasing the chances that a car could spin out of control and into oncoming traffic. So it really does make sense to avoid driving out of this region during bad weather days. But what if that's just not possible? There are still some ways you can use the forecast to travel safer. One is to drill down into the forecast to see if there's a better time to travel. So for example, the forecast for this past Saturday specified that the heavier rain would start in the middle of the day and then the rain would move to the southeast. So if you were planning on driving to the Bay Area, then leaving in the morning would have been better than leaving in the afternoon on Saturday. There are also some good general practices for driving in bad weather, such as giving yourself plenty of time so you can drive slower, driving defensively, and making sure that you have good tires and windshield wipers. Remember that arriving safely should not be taken for granted. It's the result of a million little and big decisions, and factoring in the weather is one of those big decisions. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.